Schubert's been up since dawn, digging patiently, lifting one stone after the other. Who knows where this new path will lead? Only that 170 years later, one wants to bring him bread or good dark coffee with strudel, lift off his glasses and kiss him thanks. The fields are full of stream beds he's laid out, and some nights when he ventures into the city, the bricks and paving stones ache to have been touched by his hands. He's been hearing all along, and long before that. He merely traces the windings of his ear and follows. If someone should sing later, fine. What he leaves are places where living water might flow, a course of waiting, so that if Ferrier or Schwarzkopf opens her throat, the countryside's restored, the city is fed for one more night. Or if a high school girl at the Athenaeum in Wellington tries out her barely shaped voice, the melody just managing to be recognizable, it's never forgotten. The nourishment returns to her, to us, and 50 years later, the springs inside still well.